This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Monday, Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show down to Danettes. Seton's off today, but Fritzy is more than making up for that loss in the back row.
That sounds very sarcastic.
No.
A little bit.
I really mean it.
All right.
I really
mean it. I'll take your word for it.
Do we have a new poll question for the final hour, Todd?
We do. What's your excitement level for UConn-San Diego State tonight? Not really excited. 61%, 24% to have it in the background, they'll have it on. 15% said they're actually looking forward to this game.
Okay. Paulie, you have an addendum?
I have a different poll question for you, Dan, because you know I love awkwardness.
Okay.
You know I love awkwardness, producing awkwardness.
All right.
Should the NCAA, I don't know who votes on the most outstanding player, but the NCAA tournament, you get the MOP, the most outstanding player of the tournament, not the final game. So it's not a single game awards for the tournament. Should they have voted Caitlin Clark of Iowa most outstanding player of the tournament and had her go up and accept moments before the entire LSU team standing right behind her accepts their award? That would be good TV.
Well, Angel Reese, who won it, wasn't the most outstanding player. She wasn't the best player on her own team yesterday, but throughout the tournament, you could have given it to her. But she wasn't better than Caitlin Clark was in the tournament. And Caitlin Clark didn't, she scored 30, but she didn't have a great shooting performance and lost her composure, got a technical. I would have no problem giving Caitlin Clark the most outstanding player. Now, if you want to have a controversy, you would have one then. People are making this a controversy or a race issue that Angel Reese was pointing to her ring finger and Caitlin Clark, you know, basically saying, you know, hey, you said all this stuff, you talked all this stuff, you disrespected people, and we're going to have the ring here. Fine. She chose that moment to do that to Caitlin Clark. I figured if anybody could have done it, it could have been the other players on her team who actually had better performances. And this was won by the depth of LSU. Their bench outscored Iowa's bench 30-8. And LSU was the better team. But if you said Caitlin Clark, most outstanding player, and are you sure that's not the Final Four MOP?
It says most outstanding player. I guess it's, I don't know if it's the Final Four or the tournament.
I always thought it was the Final Four. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, I'm looking up here also. Yeah, Final Four, most outstanding player.
You can make the case that she's the most outstanding player of the Final Four.
I don't know what Angel Reese did in the game against Virginia Tech. Yeah, Marv.
24 points, 12 rebounds against Virginia Tech.
Yeah. I mean, those are her numbers. But Caitlin Clark put up 41 and then put up 30. I think the media votes on this. Well, you know what? Holly Rowe works for the mothership. She was on the sidelines. We'll ask her about that. And could you? Of course you can make a case for Caitlin Clark here. But if you, we already had enough fallout social media-wise with Angel Reese doing what she was doing. And You know, they're both charismatic players. They're both very passionate players. And you saw what happened in that moment, that Angel Reese decided to use that moment, instead of celebrating with her teammates, to rub it in to Caitlin Clark. And to Caitlin Clark's credit, if you giveth, you have to taketh. And she did. She had to take it. Now, did she acknowledge Angel Reese? She did not. But she took it. And even afterwards, she said, hey, you know what? Sometimes you have those games. The officiating, I thought the officials were over their head. And I don't normally say that, but I just think that they were letting it get away. They didn't have control over the game. And plus, and sometimes you can have too much control over a game. And it felt like, are you going to let him play or not? You don't want to talk about the officials the next day. Now, would LSU have won that game? I still believe they would have. But would it have been a more interesting game, competitive game? Yes, I do believe that. When your stars are in foul trouble, I mean, we're tuning in to see them. And certainly women's basketball, we're tuning in to see these two players. And then Caitlin Clark has to play differently because she's in foul trouble. Angel Reese had to play differently. But Kim Mulkey really orchestrated a wonderful game plan here and the architect of a great team, because they were a great team, top to bottom. A lot of depth, and they hit their shots. But the fact that we're talking about women's college basketball means this is a win for college basketball. And that, you know, the ratings have been great. And hopefully you build upon this. But I still believe you got to open up next year, have a men's and women's doubleheader. And hell, the women's game might be the marquee matchup. It might be who's going to be the warm-up act here. Hey, we got UConn is going to play Kansas. Okay, that's the first game, right? Because we're going to have Iowa against LSU. All righty. We'll talk to Holly. She'll join us coming up. Men's Final Four. It's been memorable, but it's been overshadowed by the women. San Diego State at the buzzer. That's wonderful. Connecticut has been blowing everybody out. Maybe you get a competitive game. Hopefully you get a competitive game. But if Connecticut wins, that would be five national titles since 1999. Since 1999, Duke and North Carolina have combined for six national titles.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day.
Here comes.
Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
UConn is favored by 7.5 coming up tonight. Over under, for those entertainment purposes, only 132.5 points. Yes, Paul?
I have an update on the MOP, the most outstanding player. It is for the Final Four. I'm on the NCAA's website, and they've got the list of everyone who's won it. Two players all time, two players in, I guess, modern time, have won most outstanding player.
I'll get one.
And one woman and one man, both in the 80s, 90s. They got the MOP without their team winning the national title.
Wait, are you sure that Jerry West didn't win?
This is 80 and after.
Oh.
So you might be right.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure you are right about Jerry West.
Yeah, I think Jerry West, most outstanding player.
This guy won
the... And Elgin Baylor might have been. But I think he won the national title. Okay.
1983, this guy won the MOP. His team lost.
Okay, so that would have been Jim Valvano?
Yeah.
So NC State... Hakeem Olajuwon.
Correct. Bloop. And this young lady at the time was a great point guard, and she was in the Final Four on Friday night coaching.
Dawn Staley.
Dawn Staley, Virginia.
Wow. Huh.
Mops without winning.
Okay.
The golden mop, as they call it. Hakeem's got one in his broom closet. That's not true.
Yeah. How much pride do you take in that? Because every time you look at it, you go, we lost. That's where you can say somebody got outcoached, and Jim Valvano outcoached Guy Lewis in that game. Yeah, Paul.
Do you remember once you were interviewing Michael Phelps, and what does he have, 25 golds, 23 golds, something like that, and he's got like four silvers, and you said, do you hate the silvers? He goes, I hate the silvers. He goes, I don't display them. I don't want them in my eyesight. He goes, I can't even stand looking. This is the guy who's the most successful at a sport of anyone all time.
Yeah.
He makes Brady look like an amateur. But he was like, those silvers just mock me when I see him.
Yes, Todd.
Because you were kind of outstanding-ish. You didn't win the whole thing. So how outstanding were you really that you couldn't get over the hump and win the two games necessary to be champion?
Well, no, you were outstanding. Your teammates weren't. And that's why you didn't win the championship.
Yeah, but if you were really, really outstanding, you would find a way to get over the hump the way Caitlin Clark did against South Carolina. Best player beat the best team.
Hmm.
Back to you in the studio.
Dave in Iowa. Who has the most mops in their career? I'm going to guess Lou Alcindor would have the most mops in his career.
Yeah, Lou went 3 for 3. He couldn't get 4. They wouldn't allow him.
And Christian Laettner?
No. Oh, boy. I got Christian Laettner with 1, Hurley with 1.
Okay.
For the men, I got Bill Walton with 2, Lou Alcindor with 3, Jerry Lucas with 2, Jerry West with 1. Modern times, there's no one who went back-to-back that I could think of.
Yeah, they usually don't stay.
And with a women's tournament, though, a woman has the most mops of all times.
That would be Brianna.
Brianna Stewart of Connecticut. Stewart. Bloop.
Yeah. Dave in Iowa. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. Just wanted to, it was a great weekend of basketball in Dallas. We were at the Final Four this weekend. It was great for the women's game. But just wanted to check in a little bit on that technical on Caitlin. It was a little bit of an odd situation. It really shouldn't have counted towards her personal foul. And I thought the refs or, you know, the officials maybe lost control of that game a little bit yesterday. LSU was definitely better. But if you look at the delay, the dead ball or the delay of game that they called on Iowa in the first half,
yep,
when Zanato touched the ball as it went through the net, the second one that was called on Caitlin was when she flipped the ball behind her back. They called it as a delay of game as well. And so it was a little bit odd that they called it as a personal foul then as well. So just wondering on your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I was surprised at that. And that delay of game, the first one called on Iowa, I went, oh, come on. It just, you know, sometimes you're so focused as an official that you want to get everything right. And you want to control the game. Not how they play, but you actually are by how you call a game. Are you calling it tight? Are you calling it loose? Are you letting them get away with that? Are you calling it the same at both ends? And it just felt like they were a little too involved in the game. And it was taking away from the freedom of these two teams being able to play like they normally do. And that was disappointing because I wanted to see Angel Reese. I wanted to see her be able to play. She was in foul trouble most of the first half. But she's very fortunate that she had an unbelievable group of teammates who didn't miss and were great. But there was some really good defense played on Caitlin Clark. They were physical. They kept, you know, swapping players out. But she's every bit what these teams thought she was going to be. Don Staley said that. Hey, she is who we thought she was, who we saw on film. I mean, that's who she is. She led the nation in scoring and passing. That doesn't happen. And, you know, were they the better team yesterday? They were not. Peter in Virginia. Hi, Pete. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time.
Yep.
296.4. Best of the weekend. Was watching Caitlin Clark and a little bit of her own medicine. That was enjoyable. No worse of the weekend. My wife and I are celebrating my birthday in the Caribbean. And hopefully UConn wins tonight so we can pay for those painkillers that we spend a lot of bucks on down here.
All right. Thank you, Peter. What are the painkillers that he's buying there, Marv? What am I reading?
I was just told it was a drink.
Oh, it's a drink.
It's a drink, yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, the painkillers.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. You can order, like, it's like a rum cocktail type thing.
Oh, okay. All right. Alan in San Diego. Hi, Alan.
Hey, Dan. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, so San Diego State is being way underrated. They're 9 deep. They're going to win this. I'm calling it now.
Okay.
Also wanted to correct Pauly. Mr. Padre, Tony Gwynn, is the all-time career assist leader. He mentioned it. I appreciated him mentioning
it. I don't think so anymore.
Tony Gwynn was for a long time, I think from the late 70s till the early 90s, but another player, Mark Grant, I can't remember the name, took over the all-time assist lead for the program.
Look it up.
Oh, okay. Paulie, look it up.
I'll double check. I just went off basketball reference.
Yeah. I didn't think that Tony was still the all-time assist leader there. And if you see Tony when he was at San Diego State, I mean, you're looking at him. He is thin. And he was a really good player. Paulie's checking.
I got two. I got one website that says he is, one website that says he's not.
Okay.
Checking.
Well, wait. How is that possible? It either is or it isn't.
Right.
Mike in Utah. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, guys. Just give my best and worst of the weekend. So my best, Holly Rose alma mater, Utah, their gymnastics team, while we're on the topic of women's collegiate sports, they won their regional Saturday to advance to their 47th consecutive gymnastics nationals tournament. Kind of a big deal out here. And then my worst of the weekend, and I blame no one but myself, but on the Friday show, you guys are talking about Iowa, South Carolina. I look at the Iowa money line. It's like plus 560. I'm like, I should totally get in on that. And then, Dan, you kind of just talked me out of it. And I blame no one but myself, but dang, I wish I would have thrown a little bit of change on that, because that cashed nice.
Yes, it did. And Paulie thought that Iowa was going to beat South Carolina. I thought South Carolina would have the same game plan that LSU had. They didn't have the athletes to be able to do that. But, you know, it was a close game. But if you were taking the money line, I mean, Iowa was getting 11.5 against South Carolina and then became the favorite against LSU. I would have taken LSU money line over Iowa. Yeah, Paul.
I have two updates for you. According to Basketball Reference, Sports Reference, where they're really good, but I got to check. Tony Gwynn is now fourth all-time in assists for career at San Diego State. Right. He was passed in like 93. I'm going to double-check this. And the cocktail, a painkiller, is a mix of dark rum, pineapple juice, cream of coconut. Very refreshing.
Hmm.
I can make them this Friday if you want.
No, I'm good.
Spring?
Yeah. It doesn't feel like a spring drink there. Like a crisp beer would sound.
Ooh, dark rum, pineapple juice, orange juice, cream of coconut?
Yeah, not like the coconut.
Yeah. That's right. You don't like
what coconut. About mind erasers?
What is that?
I just remember my mom came with me for somebody's going away party at a bar. The bar that people always went to when they left ESPN. What was the name of that? Not Tim's, was it?
Wait. J. Timothy's.
Oh, good wings.
Yes. So my mom came with me, and I remember by the end of the night, she didn't want to leave. She was leaned over on the bar, and they were pouring, I think it was a mind eraser shot. So my mom is there for somebody she doesn't even know, and it was a going away party, and she's leaning with her back on top of the bar and doing mind erasers. Yes.
Wild.
Yes, Molly.
Vodka, Kahlua, and soda water. There's other examples, but yeah, mind eraser is a drink or a shot.
Yeah. I just remember my mom, and I said, Mom, we got to go.
I'll make those on Friday.
Really? Do we have to? I go, yeah, we have to go. You know? Didn't want to leave, having mind erasers.
Why would someone not want to remember a special occasion with friends and family by having their mind erased? I know it's just called that, but there's got to be a reason why it's called that. So you don't really
because,
have a clear
because
picture
fun
of what
was
happened.
Taken. That's one.
Fun
time.
Was taken. It sounds like you won't have a clear vision of what happened unless you take pictures.
But you can remember being at home at your mom's apartment.
You can.
Would you rather do a mind eraser, or would you rather be at home with your mom?
I'd probably try the mind eraser. Yeah. I think in that situation. Yeah. Those are my two choices.
I think you would want to take something that would have you forget all those years you spent at home with your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't argue that.
Yeah. You and your mom sitting around on a Friday night.
Keep the door open. I don't know what you're doing in there. Little tramp.
But you were by yourself, though. That was what was weird. Let's take a break. Great Holly Rowe will join us after this Dan Patrick Show. Shopping for tires can be deflating, as Todd likes to say. TireRack.com, fast free shipping. And I found this out. I thought I was getting special treatment. So there's a guy at TireRack.com. His name is Dan. And so I said, hey, I need to get some tires. And he said, all right, what do you need? Specialized tires. And he said, all right, they'll be there tomorrow. And it was 5 o'clock at night. Next morning, tires here at the man cave. And I said, hey, thanks for going out of your way. He goes, no, we do that for everybody. I said, oh, okay. I thought it was special. TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive, how you drive, where you drive. And you're going to get the tire decision guide will help you. Personalized tire recommendation will take 2 minutes. Mobile tire installation in a lot of areas. They bring the tires to you at your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See the Yokohama tires, the test results there. TireRack.com/Dan. And remember, TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
UConn's the first team to win five games by at least 15 points in the same tournament. Also, San Diego State, first team in the tournament's history to win a Final Four game in which it didn't lead in the second half until the final buzzer. 14-point comeback as well, very impressive against Florida Atlantic. And right now, Connecticut is listed as a 7.5-point favorite for tonight's title game. Holly Rowe was there on the sidelines, ESPN reporter, also a winner of the Kurt Gowdy Award for outstanding reporting. And she was there on the sidelines for the entire weekend with women's college basketball. And Holly, kind enough to join us from Los Angeles, where she just landed. How would you describe the last month for the sport of women's basketball?
The last month of women's basketball has been transcendent and electrifying and really good basketball. I have been very lucky to be on the Caitlin Clark train. I've been doing games at Iowa. I did her buzzer beater. She hit with 1.5 seconds left to win a game against Indiana 3 weeks ago. And then I did her Sweet 16, Elite 8, all the way up to the Final Four, watching her beat South Carolina and then drop 30 in a loss last night. And it's just been, I just haven't seen anything like it. I've been covering women's basketball for 30 years. I have seen all of the contemporary greats. And I was with Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird yesterday, and they're even impressed. So that should tell you something. But it's been really cool. And then the story of LSU, this is the most improbable national championship you've ever seen in your life. They had one player on the roster this summer. These are all transfers. And they won the national championship. So it's been a whirlwind, but it's been really cool.
I wonder what the reaction would have been if you gave Caitlin Clark the most outstanding player for the Final Four.
Yeah, I think that has happened before. We have had a most outstanding player on a losing team. You know, the world would have gone crazy because they think she gets too much star treatment. I would argue she's earned it. She set the record for most points ever scored in the NCAA tournament. She's broken every record. I think her play on productivity deserves it. But I see why they didn't. I totally get it. And Angel Reese is a phenomenal young woman. I can't sing her praises enough. She actually came and shadowed me during college football this year because she wants to do what I do. And she was so good on the sidelines. She was pointing out things. She knew the game. She had several observations that were important to my work. And so Angel Reese is a deserving most outstanding player. And she is a phenomenal young woman.
Yeah, I love that women's basketball got the big stage. And in some ways overstaged the men's tournament because you had some really good teams, storylines, Caitlin Clark. But I don't want the takeaway to be Angel Reese holding up a ring finger to Caitlin Clark. But it feels like that's going to be more than just a footnote here, Holly.
Yeah, I'm really frustrated by this. This is such a distraction. And I was, you know, obviously going through social media last night. And I have a question for you. I really am genuinely interested in this because it seemed like the people that had the biggest problem with the trash talking. And the backstory is Caitlin did this in their last round. Now, she didn't do it in somebody's face. She did the John Cena, you can't see me. Everybody thought it was hilarious. John Cena tweeted at her. Angels was a little more in Caitlin's face. I get that. But why are older men so offended by this? I really want to know.
Well, they probably tuned in for the first time. They probably thought, oh, gosh, let me see. Oh, there's this little white girl, and she's acting like Pete Maravich and Steph Curry, and wow, she's incredible. And not realizing that she is very demonstrative on the floor. You know, she's always going to the crowd, I can't hear you, or holding up a three, and she waved off the South Carolina girl on the perimeter. It felt like Angel was saying, you know what, enough. We deserve credit. You were overcovered. They can't be mad at Caitlin Clark from the standpoint of she brought eyeballs. But my feeling was LSU and South Carolina were bothered by the overcoverage of Caitlin Clark. Therefore, people didn't focus on these women on these teams in their minds. That was the feeling I had.
That's what people feel in their minds. I'll tell you this. I personally, I flew overnight, red eye, slept in the airport on the floor to get to Baton Rouge to do a feature on Angel Reese January 24th. I have flown to St. Thomas to personally do a feature on Aaliyah Boston. Like we have covered everybody, but for some reason people get that idea that these other women don't deserve coverage. And that bothers me because her productivity on the court demands the coverage she received, period.
But then we misconstrue, and this is the feeling I got when I don't go on social media, but when it's sent to me, then I'll read. But sportsmanship and gamesmanship, that all of a sudden it felt like Angel Reese needed to show sportsmanship, whereas it was okay for Caitlin Clark to have gamesmanship, that she could be more taunting with you a little bit, or, you know, she has fun. And I have no problem with any of this stuff. If I was disappointed that Angel used that moment, you just won the national title. Use that moment with your team. Don't do it for that. You got the ultimate scoreboard there, but it felt like she was tracking her down to put it in her face. And Caitlin Clark, to her credit, just said, okay, look, you had your day. I'm not going to acknowledge. Yeah. But how do we not open up next season with LSU in Iowa and have a doubleheader with a men's game in a neutral site, Holly?
That's the best idea you've had. It's a great idea. There's a couple of layers to this conversation that I think are important. Number one, if this happened in a men's game, would we even be talking about it?
We might, depending on who it is, but we don't have
stars. It might
have
been a funny meme. It would have been a throwaway. It wouldn't have been a hashtag.
But we don't have stars in the men's game, Holly.
Yeah. It's interesting. You know, Patrick Beverly does a lot of stuff. Draymond Green, all these guys do a lot of stuff, and we don't call them classless all the time, maybe sometimes. But so it bothers me that I think we demand a certain behavior by gender, one. Number two, for some reason, I think that we are only allowing Black women to behave a certain way. That's not right. And Caitlin Clark, in her last game, just told her opponent, that's a friend of hers, "You're down by 15. Shut up." We caught it on camera. That became a meme on the internet. So I have no problem with these young women talking trash to each other. That's sports for the end of time. You know, both of these women, both Caitlin and Angel, grew up playing on boys' teams. They were both MVPs of two separate boys' teams. Angel was an MVP of her boys' team with her brother that played on it, who now plays for Maryland. These women grew up playing with and against the boys. So I have no problem with their behavior. I really don't. Do I wish Angel hadn't done it in that particular moment so that that became the story?
Yeah.
Maybe, because I don't want this to detract. She is incredible. She has taken this team from absolutely nothing and dragged them to a national championship. She's the one on the court. Do this. Try harder. She is the most demanding, in-your-face, demanding accountability. Angel Reese won this national championship by sheer will and force and skill. That's what I want us to be talking about, because I freaking love her.
They should do, maybe she does a Kay's jewelry commercial where she's pointing at the finger.
Yes.
And then they go to
yes.
Caitlin Clark and she's going, "Are you still doing that?" Like, you could do
yes.
it. You could have some NIL money coming in.
And I promise you, Caitlin talks so much trash. Like, she really does. Not in a negative way. She's funny. She's so competitive. I promise you, Caitlin Clark has no problem with this. You know, maybe the moment, maybe she's disappointed about the loss today.
Yeah.
But the one person who's not going to be on social media like, "Woe is me," is Caitlin Clark, because she totally gets it.
Yeah, it's weird. I said when I started the show, if you think this is about race, then it's about you. It's about the person who is consuming this. If you see, like, I didn't go, "Oh, you know, a Black girl can't act that way," but I didn't get caught up in. The only thing I thought was, when you win, celebrate with your teammates. Don't make it about you and Caitlin Clark. Use the moment for the team, because that's who won. Her team won that championship, not her. Without the bench that outscored Iowa 30-8, Holly, they're not winning this national championship. Take the moment to celebrate.
I don't disagree with that. Use the moment in that way. I will say this. Angel's hilarious, and this just kind of goes with her. Like, if you really know her, this goes with her personality. Like, I don't know if you guys are up on this, but she has a crown with her on the bench. Like, a certified gold crown. It's heavy. I've worn it on my head. It sits on the bench. And when she's introduced for warmups, they put the crown on her head. And, you know, I said to Kim Mulkey 2 days ago, I'm like, "Are you okay with the whole celebrate? Like, how have you had Angel be herself and this big personality?" And she's like, "I have no problem with it. Angel performs. She's my best leader. She's a great student. I have no problem with it. I want her to have a personality." And you heard Kim in the postgame interview with me last night say, "I played with a lot of big personalities, and I've always believed to win, you have to let the big personalities be who they are." And that's what you saw on that team. That's why they won. Alexis Morris, she was exactly who she is. Angel, exactly who she is. And that's the beauty of it. So, if the coach is willing to let the players be who they are and celebrate it,
sure.
Then let's have the public, you know, let's let them have fun.
Did you have a celebrity experience on your flight to Los Angeles?
Yes, I had to share this because this just happened. So I'm here in a hotel with my friend, Marie Taylor. We're going to hang out today in LA on a little day off girls excursion. And we want to sit by each other on our flight. So we asked this very nice gentleman that's sitting next to Maria, "Do you mind moving? Could you please move?" And he gets up, he moves all of his luggage. You know, it's a whole thing. So nice. So we get off the flight, we're walking out, and the woman in front of us says, Do you all realize you just made Johnny Gill from New Edition move seats? So we're mortified. We would like to say thank you to Mr. Gill. We will be purchasing tickets to his show this Saturday night in L.A., and we're very sorry.
That's awesome.
It was very funny. It was very funny.
It's great to see you.
Thank you for having me, and thanks for talking about women's basketball. Everybody has been so great, so supportive. Keep tuning in. It is just absolutely thrilling.
And let's get a doubleheader, men's, women's. And you know, ESPN runs college basketball. You can go to Jimmy Pitaro.
If you don't think I'm texting the programming people right this second, I'm on it.
And I would have the women's game be the nightcap.
Yeah. Would you come and do your show from there if I can pull this off?
Well, where are we going to do it? At some remote area, some exotic area? Or
neutral location, probably.
Let me get
some details. Let's circle back. Okay. But this is your baby, and, you know, we'd love to have you.
Holly, thank you. And it's great seeing you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Holly Rowe, ESPN reporter, and was the winner of the Kurt Gowdy Award for Outstanding Reporting for the Mothership. When you get people who are close to the sport, understand the sport, live the sport, love the sport, 30 years, that's great. Love hearing that. And loved hearing her experiences with these players. And what she takes out of these personalities and confrontations and games and moments. When you're on the sidelines and you're covering, I remember covering Seattle against the Bulls. And I'm in the huddle. I'm covering the Seattle SuperSonics. I volunteered to do this. So I was doing SportsCenter at the NBA championship. But I wanted to know what that's like. Like, you're right there in the huddle. You're listening to George Karl talking to Gary Payton and Sean Kemp and Nate McMillan, Detlef Schrempf. And it was just awesome to hear, when you're that close, when you hear George Karl say, look, Jordan is going to do this, but I want that bleep and bleeper. He's going to take the jumper. Do not do hey, Gary, we're going to do a pin down, and then you come up. You're going to hit the shot there, and then we're going to call a time. Like, all of these things, you're right there, and you hear it all. And it's just, it's magical. And I imagine, you know, what Holly's doing, she's right there and you're hearing everything that's being said. And that's why it was great to have her on. And I hope she's healthy. Had a health scare a while ago. Yes, Marv.
So if it's Indianapolis and say, what, late November, early December,
yeah,
are we there, or are we there if it's in Dallas?
Well, Dallas wouldn't be a neutral site with, well, Iowa to Dallas, LSU to Dallas. Indy, is Indy a neutral site? How about Madison Square Garden?
Oh, Jimmy V Classic.
How about that?
Let's go.
Yeah. Maybe we could work on that. Cool. Yeah, Paul.
The halfway point between Iowa City and Baton Rouge, I'm looking at either Memphis, Tennessee, or Dyersburg, Tennessee. I don't know if they have a 30,000-seat stadium in Dyersburg, but that'd be the halfway point, but... If you want to look for somewhere right in between.
How about like a high school gym somewhere?
Yeah. Old school.
That'd be awesome. That'd be great.
Nashville. That's a fun town,
yeah,
I heard.
Yeah.
They're up and coming. They're starting to grow.
Yeah. Yeah. Sources close to me tell me that's a fun place. All right. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Marvin getting a little nervous. His UConn Huskies. You don't want to be overly confident.
No, and I have plenty of time to think about it.
Yeah.
The game starts at 11:45 tonight.
No, it doesn't. It's at 9:20. It ends at 11:45.
Wait, is that coverage starting at 9:20?
Pre-game. Coverage at 9. Tip-off at 9:20. I like that my son asked me, he goes, what time does the Final Four start? I said, well, I think there's a game at like 8:48. And he goes, 8:48? I go, yeah. And he goes, no, I think it's 8:49. You looked it up, and it was 8:49. And he goes, why? I go, I don't know. I'm sure they have this down to a viewing science here. Yes, Marv?
I know whenever I've worked in TV and they do back-to-backs, there is at least has to be a half hour in between games.
Okay.
Literally 30 minutes in between from the final whistle to
well, I got
to
warm up.
I guess.
Yeah. I got to get
I
got to get my time out there running through layups, man. Imagine those guys who aren't going to play, but they get to be out there on that stage. I'd be so jacked. Yeah. But you don't want to shoot, you know, shots. Like, you're not supposed to be out there shooting. You're supposed to be rebounding. But taking a couple of shots, all of a sudden it lands on the star player's head or something, or he bangs his finger or something because of you. You're out there shooting jumpers. All right, last call. Poll results, Todd, from the final hour of the program.
Should Caitlin Clark have been named most outstanding player of the Final Four? 77% say yes.
Nick in California. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Good morning. Just wanted to make a final comment on the topic at hand. You know, nobody had a problem with Aaron Donald pointing at his ring finger during the Super Bowl against the Bengals. And you made some great points. You know, obviously that's professional sports, but how is it any different? I mean, sports is supposed to be competitive. That's why we play. We love the trash talk. It shouldn't be an issue, but you know, obviously, social media, they always have an agenda. And so it's just really sad to kind of see how that played out. I mean, and going back to, you know, Friday's game with Iowa and South Carolina, Iowa doesn't have a 6'7 or 6'5 center. Their goal was to double-team down low. So, yeah, why not shoot, you know, from the outside? They make it, they make it. They miss, they miss. And who would have thought that Iowa was going to win? And obviously they did. But this whole thing with pointing at the ring finger, it's just good trash talk, and it shouldn't be an issue.
Well, I think the fact that it felt like it was a little over and it was prolonged, let's put it that way. You know, everybody's celebrating. Your teammates are celebrating, and you want to make sure that you find Caitlin Clark and put the ring finger in her face. If Aaron Donald would have tracked down Joe Burrow after the Super Bowl and be pointing at him, people would have had a problem with that. It just felt like that she was going above and beyond to make sure Caitlin Clark knew, hey, we're going to get a championship ring and you're not. Yeah, Mark.
I'm just ready for next year, next season, opening night, John Cena doing the promo. Who can't see who? Iowa, LSU coming up next.
Let's go. All right. No, no. Todd, it would be on ESPN.
Yeah, I guess.
Sounded cool, though.
Yeah. Be on ESPN. Yeah.
Coming up on sports.
No.
Can't wait for Caitlin.
Anybody have San Diego State tonight? Marvin doesn't. Todd, what about 7.5? I think most people, this feels like it's most people are going to take the over, that they're going to beat them by double digits. And I'd open up at 5.5, now it's 7.5. Does anybody think that it's going to be under 7.5 points? It feels like they're begging you to take the over. Yes, Todd?
I see San Diego State starting out with like an 11-4 lead, and then it's going to get ugly quickly after the first few minutes.
All I asked was, did you see it over, under? I didn't need play-by-play.
UConn will win by
and
like
then they
nine.
Get a backdoor lay-in and then two free throws.
But it's always like that. Ooh, look at the Aztecs. Off to a strong
11
start.
11-4.
9-point win for UConn.
Yeah. Oh, 9 points.
UConn will win by 9.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
So I would have to give Todd 8.5 now because he said 9.
What is the spread? 7.5? I think you
can grab every point I can get.
San Diego State will start strong.
Okay, thanks. Did we find out who was the all-time assist leader at San Diego State, Paulie?
Yes. Basketball Reference, for some reason, left out one of Tony Gwynn's 4 seasons at the school for assists, and they miscalculated his stats. I got a hold of the school paper and the athletic department, and Tony Gwynn, the great Tony Gwynn, is the all-time San Diego State University assist leader. He had 221 in one season, 590 for his career. Yeah, he had 16 games with 10-plus assists. He also had 18 assists in a game.
Okay.
While hitting like 470, probably.
So is he the all-time assist leader?
Correct.
Okay. Ryan in Queens. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. I have the best of the weekend, possibly the best of my life.
Oh.
Yeah. Friday night around 8:59, I should get that right. We welcomed our first child and my baby girl into the world.
Yay. Oh, yeah. What's her name, Ryan?
We named her Georgia.
Well, I have a daughter named Georgia. Can't go wrong.
Yes. I think everyone loves it. The parents love it. Friends and family love it. But I have to ask, I know you hate the phrase, if you could have that played back, what would you do? But any advice for particularly the first, you know, 3 or 4 weeks that we have her?
Okay. You need to have a sense of humor and patience. You're going to need both of them the first couple. You're going to need it the rest of your life with your daughters. But patience and sense of humor, and always be willing to do the extra for your wife. And order a lot of takeout.
A lot.
Other than that, good luck, Ryan. We're all counting on you. Yeah, Paul.
I always tell people, when they sleep, you sleep. If it's 2 p.m. on a Saturday and the kid decides, I'm going to go to bed for 3 hours, you lay down and go to sleep for 3 hours.
Well, a lot of times you'll use that to get things done.
Oh, no.
And then you're tired, and then, you know, that baby wakes up, and that baby wants to go. Like, all right, what are we doing? Babies can't tell time. Yes, Mark.
That should be the name of a book.
Yes, Marv.
I always tell people, how was it in the beginning? It's boring. Newborns, no thank you. When it's 6, 7, 8 months, they start to crawl and start to do stuff. All right, then it gets fun. But before then, they're okay.
I don't know if it's boring. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Oh, boy. 1985, MLB expanded the first round of the playoffs from 5 games, best of 5, to best of 7. Mm-hmm. 2003, Michael Jordan, perhaps you've heard of him, with the Wizards, announced he was done for the year. That season, due to a knee injury, he only played like 65 games.
On this date, 1983, might be the greatest women's college basketball player of all time. Cheryl Miller helped USC beat Louisiana Tech by two. Ramil Robinson hit two free throws. Michigan over Seton Hall in overtime. Ooh, good thing Seton's not here. Yes, Tom?
I think Marvin's right. It is a little boring. I tried having a football catch with a three-week-old, and they just, they're not good. They're not ready to catch
she
it.
She was a better,
so I can't throw it back.
Better athlete than you were, though.
That's true.
Todd, what'd you learn today?
Holly Rowe loves your idea of tipping off the next season with a men's and women's doubleheader at a neutral site, LSU, Iowa, as the nightcap featured game.
Marvin.
Your mom did shots.
Yes, she did. Mind erasers. Paulie.
Johnny Gill was on the plane.
I learned Discover credit cards do something awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back that you've earned, doubled from trips and restaurants. Seriously. See the terms. Check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets. Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy the hoops tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.